The fact that the owner of the ox does not rent it out to anybody else, he only gives it to you, so that's called you have enjoyment. Have your leishay masachah. So every time you rent something, you should also be a shay masachah. So it's not like, again, our Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Meir. That svara doesn't apply. So Mar says, no, filu tamer Rabbi Meir, even if you want to find Mishnah, it does go according to Rabbi Meir. Hatalya vihi ano, the koyoyev le tfei purta, have your leishay masachah. Lamaisa, when you take the job, the owner pays you a drop more. Since he pays you a drop more for your service, the little bit extra that he pays you, that automatically makes you into a shem masachah. But you're getting paid a drop more. The Rashi says, "Sheyefshel it's something schar kablonus the schar demei pulish lo yito yoser." It's not possible to make the exact measurement how much money you really deserve. So most probably he's always giving you a drop more. So therefore, since he's giving you a drop more, for that you become a shem masachah. For the Gemara, so Sreichinami, whenever you rent something, say the same svara. When you rent, Miloyaskin in the Kamashavile Tvei Purta, that the owner also gives you a break. And when you rent it out, he also doesn't charge you a full price. There's always a penny or two less. So for that much deal you have less, it should make you into a Shem Masakha. See, if here Rabbi Meir doesn't offer that svara. So Mar says true. Elo afilu tamer Rabbi Meir. Even if you want to say we go according to Rabbi Meir. I'll tell you, vihi hano, the tofresh layagrei, the loy boy lemeil ulemefik azuzei, have your leishay masacha. When you take the chair to fix it, later when you fix it, you don't have to go back to the owner to ask him for money. Since you're holding on to the chair, he's going to come to you to get the chair and to pay you. So that's called you have enjoyment from this chair. The fact you could hold on to the chair until he gives you back the money. Therefore, if you're a workman, that's why even Rabbi Meir agrees that you're a shrei mesachar on the work, on the chair, whatever you're working. He boys same another teretz that I tell you, kedemachlif Rabba Baravua, to where Rabba Baravua changed it around. The tone he learned like this, soicher ketzed mishalin, when somebody rents something, what type of a shrema does he have? Rabbi Meir, why make a shrei mesachar? So according to this girsam, misnik will come out good according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also agrees that a seicher is called like a shrei mesachar. Therefore, this umnin would also be a shrei mesachar. Rabbi Yehuda, why make a shrei mechinim? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says no. A workman is only for shrei mechinim. Now it says the kulon shomru toila shelucho v'habei moyes shrei mechinim. If the workman finished the job and now he tells the owner, "Listen, I'm finished. Come with your money and take it back." So now the workman is only a shrei mechinim. Mar tanan hosam. Run to Gemara later that says, "Oh my loy shoyel." The person's a shoyel. He wants to borrow something from you, and he says to the owner, "Sholach, send it to me." Fishilcha, and the owner listened to the shoyel and sent it to him. Umeis, and the animal dies on the way. Chayiv, you should know the shomer. He's chayiv right away as soon as he's sent to send it. So it's on his achrayis. If it dies, he's chayiv. V'chein b'shol shemachzira. So the same halach applies when the shoyel sends it back to the owner. That if it dies on the way bringing it back, so the shomer is chayiv. So Kurtis, yeah. The Omar Rafram Bar Popo Omar Rav Chizda. Loi shonu elo sheh zira b'tech yimei shulta. So only if he's returning it during the day that he has a right to use it. So therefore he's still a shomer shoyel on it until he returns to the owner. So if it dies on the way back, he'll be chayiv. Avol yacha yimei shulta. But after the day, let's say he rented, he borrowed it for a month. So after the month is up, potter then he's potter. This Gemara says, Moser Rav Nachman Bar Popo. Now Rav Popo asks the question. Says the Chulon Shomru, Torle Shalakor, Vahaba Moyes, Shemichinim. Says now Mishnah, when the woman has finished the job, and he goes to the owner and says, "Listen, go and pick it up and pay me the money." So all you want now is a Shemichinim. So, Hogamartiv, Shemichachor. But Mashmah, if he just said he finished, then he'll still be a Shemichachor. Rashi says, Hogamartiv. For Lo Yamrinu, we don't say, Kivon Shiadeya Baidam Shekoli Mayumnis. No, you don't say that. That we just finished. And he did not tell the owner, "Come and bring your money," then he'll still remain a shrei mesachar, even though he finished his work. So you see, even after the Yemei Shilta, or Yemei Skiris, he's still a shrei mesachar. So Mar says, "Loi, no, it's not the Diyak. Ho habei moyes patola shalakoh shrei mesachar." True, if he says, "Bring your money," then he's still a shrei mesachar. Avu gemartiv, but if he... Also, the diak is like this. For habayim moyes, v'tol l'shelachor, He says, if it says chulin shor mutol shelchov avimoyis, if he stands says take yours, then he's a shor mechinim. But the deal is, if he would have said the other way, havimoyis, bring money and then take yours, then he's still a shor mesacher. As long as he doesn't tell the bialim like, you know, take it, but rather only bring your money, so then he's still a shor mesacher on it. That's the deal. Avul gemarativ, but what will be mashma if he finished it? Ma, you want to tell me shor mechinim? Then really he's only a shor mechinim. Yofi, if so, add it on. What does it have to say? When all of them say, take yours, and bring money, then he's a shor mechinim, nishamin and gemarativ. Let's hear a bigger chiddush. When the Uman just says, listen, I finished the job. As soon as he says he finished the job, then he's finished with the shor mesacher, he only is a shor mechinim. For kol shchena, for sure then, in the case of tola shelecho, yeah. So what do you have to say in the case for tola shelecho? So Mar says, no, tola shelecho itzrach lei, we need this also. Because Salka Dar Dachamin, I would have thought to say, Shoy Mechinim Nami Loyeve, in a case where he says, come and take it already. So maybe if I tell the owner, listen, come and take your chair, so I'm not a shamer at all. It's like, it's not on my Rishus anymore. You come and take it. So, Hamash Mullah, no, that's the Kiddush, that Lamaisi is still a Shoy Mechinim. Benachanami, you say, Ha Abba Moyes, or you say, Tol Shalachor, Fabe Moyes, or else Kamartiv, both of them Taki, you're only a Shoy Mechinim. Hanika the army some say Yom Rav Nachman Bar Papa Afana Namitanina. We also learned like this that it says the Chulam Shamru Tola Shelachor. All the umnin that says to the owner, come and take your own. Va'bei Moyes and bring money. Shemichinam. So my love, isn't it? Hu Adin Gamartiv. That the same Allah would be that once the shem, once the umnin says, I finished my job. So it's like this, you may shoot this is over. So you see, he's only a Shemichinam. So it's a proof. So more says Loi. Maybe there's no proof. Maybe Tola Shelachor Shani. When he tells you, take your own, then you're a Shrei Mechinam. Reinach Nami, maybe just Gematav, he doesn't say to take your own, maybe then you wouldn't be a Shrei Mechinam. Yeah, maybe then you'd still be a Shrei Mechinam. So therefore you don't have a Chloraya. And the other Gemara says, Huna Ba'mar, Ba'mareimar, Kain Neid Ravina, he was in front of Ravina, Rami Masnitsin Adodi, he asked the steer in the Mishnayisin. O Mishani, and he gave an answer. Tanan, we learned, all the umnim, when they say, listen to the owner, I finished, take yours, and bring money. So Mishnah says, then the umnim is not a shem mesacher anymore, just a shem mechinim. And v'hu adin l'gemarativ, the same halacha would apply when the umnim says, I finished. On this Ramino, I have a question. If the soil says, the shoyel said, sent, fish, shulcha, in case you want to borrow something from your friend, and the person that wants to borrow it now tells the owner, send it to me. Vishulcho, and the owner sent it, who makes a dart on the way, chayiv. So the shemer is chayiv, since he told the owner to send it, he's makabal achrayiv, he's chayiv. Vachem v'shoshem achziru, the same halach applies when the shemer shoyel returns it, if it dies on the way back, the shemer is still chayiv. So you see, even on the way back, even when you finish, you're still a shemer shoyel on it. Here also, even after the umen finished his work, he should still be called the shemer sachar. Well, Mishani, the Gemara answers, Omarafram Bar Popo, Omarav Chizdo, Lo Shonavala Shahzirotev, you may Shiltas, Shiltasa, Shilta. When do we say Yechayiv? If you return it during the month when you have a right to use it. So that whole month you're a Shem Mashal on it. Avalachi, you may Shilta, but let's say you return it after the month, then you'll be Potter, then you're not a Shem Mashal. Here also the Umin. Why are you a Shem Mashal when he calls the man you're working with it? But once you finish working,